Hey folks, what's up? Louis here. Just got a bit of housekeeping before we kick off today's podcast. When we finished recording this episode on Tuesday night, Audacity had the absolute audacity to just fucking shit the bed. And it was really hit and miss for a while. We honestly thought we lost the podcast. But it came back, and what we lost was about 7 minutes of audio. 7 minutes? 7 minutes of audio. But it wasn't one big chunk of audio. It was like sporadically throughout the podcast, like a couple of seconds here, a couple of seconds there. I think at one point the biggest chunk we lost was like 20 seconds. Now, this isn't new for some reason. This, I don't know what goes on, but it just happens. But in the past, on other podcasts, what I do is I take out that chunk of silence and then listen to what came before and came after the silence and then cut some of the audio out. So it kind of has more of a natural flow and it kind of sounds like that's what we said in the first place. And yeah, because I'm a fucking wizard and I can do that. But this time it was so, I couldn't cut chunks out and cut stories out because them stories naturally progressed into other stories and other things we were talking about. So what I'd done instead was I faded the audio in and out. And so it's not as jarring as just quickly starting and quickly stopping. At some points in the podcast, the audio will fade out and then fade back in. It's not your volume going down. There's nothing wrong with your phone or your whatever you're listening to this podcast on. It's just the best way you could do it. Also, at some point, there's a running joke me and Wes have on these preview outfits on Facebook we've seen in the past. We talk about them, and at the time, we were throwing our names out, not a bother. And I've only realised now in the edit that it's not really fair to just start calling people out by their name, because you could easily just go onto Facebook and search these lads up, and we don't want to be responsible in case one person decides to be a cunt and give them abuse and it falls back on us. So I've bleeped their names out. That's the choice I've made on that. Other than that, enjoy the podcast and see you next week. Cue the music!
I'll give him a Ballymun kiss if I were you. Straight to the bridge of the nose.
I was banging sure you out. You ready?
Bring the O off me. That's on, is it?
Of course it's on.
Yeah, where's it smelly? You know, everyone knows.
Fuck it. You can't see me. Before we start, I just want to give a quick shout out to a friend of mine who passed away on Wednesday, Paul O'Toole. Yeah, rest in peace, bro. Rest That's why peace. I stink, because it's been a long 3 days and it was a late one last night sending him off. So
yeah,
rest in peace, bro.
Rip, my man.
So what's the crack, peeps?
Not much. All good.
Yeah, other than stinking.
It's a bit of a up and down start, that was like, yeah, but wait, I just had to say.
I had to take a moment to do that, yeah. You know what I mean? But we're here now.
Respect.
We have a guest.
In case you didn't realise, there was a third voice in the room.
Yeah.
And if you clicked on this podcast, you realise that it says guest bands.
Well, yeah.
Unless you're blind.
But anyway, we are here with a good friend of ours, a work colleague, and great musician, Gary O'Nolan.
What's the crack?
Did I say that right?
You did indeed.
I did.
Yeah. Crack. I've heard that pronounced and butchered wrong so many ways, but that was perfect. I've got
this view.
O'Nolan. O'Nolan.
O'Nolan,
yeah. What else?
O'Nolan.
O'Nolan sometimes as well.
I'll start making up loads now.
That annoys me. O'Nolan is like, you were so close to getting it right and you recognised and read the fodder, but still somehow managed to throw in a H there. But
O'Nolan sounds.
O'Nolan.
Be half Native American, go O'Nolan.
There you go, man.
Dude,
tell you, straight over to them boys. They sent us grain in the famine, so
here we go.
It's our round.
Shout out to the Native Americans. But anyway, what's the crack, bro?
Can't send them water, that's all.
No, cryptosporidium for everyone.
Yeah
crypto, yeah.
Have to all get me
yeah,
drink
yeah,
back
yeah, We were currently talking about the before we went live and I announced to everybody that I stink.
We were talking.
There was a recent, yeah, actually, there was a recent water problem in. Was it in Dublin or in?
It was in Leixlip, and it affected most of the north side, all of the north side, and most of the west side of Dublin.
Yeah. Something happened with the water where they didn't clean it properly, and it released a parasite which is called
Cryptosporidium.
That was it.
A Superman villain.
But instead, the papers wrote something else, which said, what? What did they write?
I can't remember. They used an incorrect term where the definition means an absence of one of the testes from the scrotal sac. So the journal was reporting that if you drank the water in North Dublin, one of your bollocks would fall off.
But yeah, anyway, don't it's safe to drink on now.
Yeah, well, you have two glasses in front of you, so yeah.
Yeah, I know, well, fucking better be.
We're drinking it now, we'll have Wes count them later.
We'll see, yeah. One of my balls fall off.
Balls up, it's already. Yeah, we'll know one of the balls fall off, because again, as tradition with the guests, Wes is wearing the mankini again.
Sitting there in the mankini, see, yeah.
Hanging free.
Too stinky for that. But I just feel like, you know when you have a late night, you just wake up feeling mouldy.
Can't even drink the water in case your balls fall off. sitting there drying now going.
Fuck it though.
Poor, checking the weather report, see if it's going to rain, you're going to stand outside.
I know. Either way. Where are we going?
I don't know. I'm going to say one thing. Do you ever think, like there's a thing on Reddit called shower thoughts. It's like, we have these like deep thoughts and you're like, the equivalent is like, you ever see those pictures of like, the lad, like, looks like he's high. He's like, why does your nose run and your feet smell? And none of those really.
Oh, yeah.
He's just bacon, bro. Those moments. There's a thing on Reddit called Shower Thoughts, and it's one of those things, like. And I thought I had one. I honestly thought I had one going, right, I'm going to farm the karma. I'm going to get all the fake internet points. And I was like, when deaf people are talking to each other, they don't have to take their earphones out when they're signing. They can just still keep them in. And I was like, that's it. And I was like,
that's a fucking life hack, in fairness.
But deaf.
Yeah, well,
like, why would you have your earphones in if you're deaf?
Because you can still actually.
But you know what I mean? Like, if I put that online, like, I'd be ripped.
Yeah, I know, but there are people who are obviously completely deaf, but.
That's like, what I'm thinking of.
No, because I knew a deaf fella who I went to college with. Dave Eccles, shout out Rope. I always do shout outs, Gary.
That's cool.
Except, fuck you, Louis.
That's one.
That's two.
But anyway. Yeah, because he used to come into college all the time. He taught me a few bits of sign language and all. He was sound. Yeah, he used to come in with headphones on, listening to music and stuff. So I knew he wasn't completely deaf, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so, yeah,
that's, I just throw a joke in there, but not.
Well, just, you know, like, well, but just, like, you know, no, yeah. Just correcting.
Well, technically, all deaf people can actually hear you.
Sorry, I thought it was a bit of a life hack, though. It still is, kind of. Actually, it is, yeah, still is. So, fuck you. You're still right.
They're intense motherfuckers when they're talking, aren't they? Like,
what do you mean?
Just walking in the street, signing each other, like, wow, what are you talking about?
I think sign language is class, man. I always wonder, like, who made it up? Like, where did it come from?
The hands, mainly.
Do you ever wonder if the lads in LA are in gangs, or if they're all just deaf? Are they throwing up gang signs, or are they just, like, is that sign
language? They actually talking to each other. Well, yeah, there are, like, keywords, like, 5-0. No, the police is coming. 5-0. Nobody can see me, but I'm making a 5 and then an O symbol with my hand.
Do you know what's mad as well? If you're like a blind person and you're reading a book and the power goes out, doesn't affect you at all. See? Still finish the book.
Yeah.
Because in Braille.
So if you try that at the end, go, no one can see me actually. So the moral of the
thing is, there are positive sides, you know what I mean? So,
I'm going to let it right now and farm that now.
There you go, man.
I'll be fucking banned for being stupid, knowing the internet. What do you mean, man?
Yeah, well, they're going to probably offend a few people with those statements. Yeah, but fuck them.
Fuck that, man. Falling deaf ears.
We're only messing. We don't really. It's not as if we fucking hate blind and deaf people. Do you know what I mean? It's jokes, lads.
Yeah, if you are blind and deaf, listen to this one. Fuck you.
Oh, shut up now. Charles Shovel away.
You can send all your complaints to me, but it'll fall on deaf ears and I don't care. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh.
Deaf ears.
But anyway, what's the crack with you, Gary?
Yeah, not much. Everything's we're all gigging up. There's a gig on in the Grand Social on November 14th where I'll be playing with a 5-piece backing band. I've got Sarah Buckley, who I think is the next big thing to come out of Cork. She's a fabulous folk singer. And a band called New California Republic. And I know this is a bit of a gaming podcast. And
funny story.
Yeah, those of you who play Fallout might recognise that.
I'm not a huge gamer myself.
Fallout
was my fucking ultimate game.
I've never played it myself.
Fallout 4.
But I didn't realise that it was a Fallout thing. And the boys have the flag of the NCR. I don't know if it's a clan or how it is, but it's the California state flag is a bear. And then this one is a two-headed bear because obviously radiation in the Fallout game. And I never realised. So when I went to get the gig poster made.
He used. I used the other one. Did they not suit the bollocks out of you for that?
They probably would have. But I used the other one anyway.
Never got used anyway.
The Fallout one was too low res for the printing shop, so I was like, oh, that's the California State flag. That's grand. I'll print out another one. And I used it and never copped that it was actually a reference. So now that's just random California
bit
State
of trivia flag. For when Gary makes it.
Behind the scenes job.
There you go.
Behind the scenes. And then I'll get sued by the creators of Fallout and I'll take all my money anyway. So.
Well, no, because you didn't use it.
That's in fairness.
I think that's still around.
He nearly made the mistake.
I nearly did. I survived anyway. So yeah, we're just gearing up towards that. So it's my first time playing with such a large backing band, which I'm looking forward to. As I started in 2013, thereabouts, with a band called Casual Friday.
That's when you started playing music, like?
Oh, no. I started playing when I was 7, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm 27 now, so 20 years ago I first started playing music. Yeah, I started on the tin whistle, and then a year later I moved on to the guitar, and then I played in Cayley bands and Groupie Kyol all through school. I was in an Irish school. So I'm going to hit you with a fact.
Yeah.
We're in Ballymun right now recording this podcast. I'm from Clondalkin. The two areas with the largest concentration of Irish speakers outside of Gaeltacht area in Ireland. Can you have a guess what they are? Wesley.
I'm assuming it's Ballymun and fucking Clondalkin, bro.
Go. Straight up, got it, Mun.
For real, though.
Don't let anyone ever tell you really Wes doesn't have brains to burn. Yeah, that's
the truth. To go. No, Felix and Alec.
No. No, that's the God's honest truth. They were actually talking about putting a Gaeltacht in Clondalkin for a while. And
that's class.
I don't know if it's going to happen now. There's an Irish-speaking region.
Ballymun and Clondalkin's closer to the roots than...
Exactly. Yous are always talking shite about Clondalkin because all drugs are there, and talking shite about Ballymun, saying Ballymunners rob your runners. I wore shoes tonight just to be sure. But, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're straps the ones... on it does, lads. Yeah, straps.
They're in a nail to the floor. We're the ones keeping Irish alive. So, Scrada Macadina homies, I fought a Ballyn and Moon against Clondalkin.
Yeah, no idea what that means. I can't translate that.
What does it mean? I'm going to try to go to Irish school when he's older, so I'll just get this podcast from the archives and go,
it's one thing I do regret in fairness is never learning Irish like in school.
It is good. No, it's good to have. It's taught terribly in school, in fairness. Yeah. You know, I have a lot of sympathy for anyone, especially from working class areas and desh schools where, you know, teachers are so overstretched and they just don't have the resources or the energy to teach it properly, but they need to. One thing they were talking about doing that I thought was a good idea is dropping Irish as a core subject and replacing it with spoken Irish. So at least you leave school being able to speak Irish. You might not be able to write it.
So just like constantly speaking it in class.
That's it, yeah. So there's not such a focus on grammar as on getting verbs and adverbs and that perfect.
Yeah, because I was always a mess and bastard in school, like, but I was just never interested in Irish until I left school, then I had to go back to get me leaving to go into college. But I was like in my 20s. I was 20, actually, I think. Fucking... That's when I became interested in, because as you get older, you become more interested in your roots, your heritage, and your country.
No, absolutely.
You get my roots done, yeah.
No, but you do. You get more interested in it. I didn't, anyway. And when I went back in that 1 year, I learned more Irish than the fucking 5 years I was in school.
What people end up doing is they end up learning one essay off by heart. That they don't really know what it means, just they have it word perfect because they've written it out so many times, and then you're learning verbs all day and trying to conjugate them properly and stuff like that, and it takes away from the enjoyment of the subject.
You're saying a friend of ours, Amy, shout out to Amy Dignam, well, she's a teacher.
That's right.
A very good teacher. But there's a few questions for her now. Talk about the curriculum and how Irish is taught. She'd know about that shit, you know what I mean?
Put her on the spot.
Everyone coming in listening for the gaming podcast. That's the
well, no, we'll try and we'll divert it in the game somehow.
Yeah.
Here's a game. How badly is
Why don't they make an Irish, a Gaelic speaking game? There we go. In fairness, remember, what was it? They made the Gaelic games game a while back.
They did a Gaelic football one.
The Gaelic
one. Yeah, we mentioned it on the one when we had Tom on. We mentioned it.
They did make that, but it wasn't great.
They had a hurling one.
They did.
Oh,
yes.
It was very
poor, though. Yeah, it wasn't good.
There's not enough attention on it, really.
I don't think there was enough money, but I also think hurling, especially, is a very hard game to translate into a game you will control with a controller. There's so much going on.
It would be
a
bit tricky physically, in terms of game physics.
I'd have
fastest
sympathy
moving sport in the world or something, isn't it?
Field sport, that's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fastest. I think ice hockey, they say, is a bit faster, but in terms of field sports, it's the fastest around.
I'd say field, yeah. It's because you can get more momentum on...
You have to go quicker on ice.
Not necessarily.
It's ice.
No, I'd say you could sprint quicker than an ice skater. Now, you could get some serious speed on ice skates, but there are people in the world who can get serious speed on their feet, you know what I mean?
Well, Rocket League, that's well fast.
Like, I reckon Usain Bolt would outrun any ice skater.
What about his on ice skates?
Usain Bolt on ice skates? Who's Skate Bolt? I don't know.
I'm running on ice skates, be fucking slush puppies all over.
Usain Bolt. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah. But again, actually, just to say, mention it again, when's your gig again, bro?
November 14th. It's a Tuesday.
We're playing the Grand Social. The description. Oh, is that? Yeah, we're gonna actually put the links in, yeah, there as well go. As
link
to ticket sale, link as
link
well
to the event. What's it? Eventbrite, is it?
Yeah, Eventbrite. That's right.
Eventbrite. Not good English. Sorry, cut you off there. You can go back on design, but yeah, it's all in the description. Whatever the fuck you're listening to, it's in the description, and we're gonna share it on the Bit of Bands page too.
Yeah. Be famous.
Yeah.
Off the back of the lads.
Off the back of nah. Yeah, well, whoever.
Are you sure you have more followers on your page than we do?
Oh, 58 subscribers on the YouTube channel. Subscribe, motherfuckers!
Yeah,
we have 58, but like.
Slowly growing.
If people would be kind enough to just click subscribe on YouTube, you don't even have to fucking watch all the videos.
We just
need
11 more
subscribers there,
good
lads, yeah?
11 more just hours. Dandy.
Go on the YouTube there, click the link, subscribe to the channel.
Why would you like to have 69 subscribers, Lewis? Is that
69?
Nice. Yeah.
69.
Quite immature.
Because Lewis' name, though. It's
this is a game and podcast.
Yeah,
you know,
Sunny Boy 69, no?
It's changed.
It's changed. That was Lewis' PlayStation name for fucking.
I remember I was friends with him. I have a deadly gaming story, actually.
I was just about to ask you, speaking of games, like, what's your knowledge of games?
It wouldn't be too bad. I played them when I was a kid. I stopped, as I was saying to the lads just before we came on air, is that once it went from PlayStation 3 to PlayStation 4, I never had the money to upgrade at the time, and then everyone slowly started moving over, so I stopped playing when everyone else was moving to PS4. But I remember the first time, because I was friends with Louis on PlayStation Network, and
I can see when you're online, so you remember on your PS3. You just can't see me.
I think I might have you.
Like a ghost.
I don't know.
You could do, but I played with Louis' mates. Now, my mates were kind of like okay at Call of Duty. I can't remember. It was either Black Ops or Modern Warfare 3. And it was the first time I ever played with Louis' mates. And if you've never played them, they are unbelievable.
Man,
that was like the
snake clan that we had.
Snakes, yeah.
The just snakes.
Amazing at the game.
I was part of the clan for a short while, but then I just kind of got bored of COD. But the lads are, yeah.
Yeah, I never played the hardcore mode before. Well,
what happened to you when you played with hardcore? Oh, you never played hardcore?
I never played hardcore before. We played team deathmatch and never even played the free-for-all or anything like that. Just played team deathmatch on the regular one. And then what was the one we played where you have to
search and destroy.
Search and destroy.
I hated that one.
And so
it's just full of campers, bro.
Well, you say that Louis and all his friends had died.
You were the last one.
I was the last one, and I was prone, just like, I don't even know what I was doing. I didn't understand the premise of the game. That's exactly what I was doing.
Camping, you little bollocks.
I was camping.
I don't remember though. We have Mort and Slev and Skinny and our.
Shout out to lads.
We're all watching through his point of view.
That's what I was going to say, they're all looking at me.
I
mean,
know, like you're
all watching.
Talking about
no, you weren't all talking. You weren't all talking.
You can't hear us.
I remember, because I had the headset and you were on the mic, but I remember.
Before dead, you can't hear us, because we can't tell you what, we can't give you a voice.
Yeah,
I could definitely hear Lou, because I remember it well, and I was dead prone, and I didn't know what was happening. I was
probably
waiting for someone to come along
died.
And kill me. And then they were all watching me on the camera, and I just heard Louie, and he was like, "Gary, you know this isn't team deathmatch and we can all see you." And I was like, "What?" And he's like, "You know, you have to go capture the flag or capture the bomb or whatever it was." And I was like, "Oh, bollocks." So I got up and I got shot straight away and I died. And they all started breaking the bollocks laughing at me. And I remember one of them saying to Louis, he's like, "Who is this prick? Who is you, Brian?" And I was like, "Oh,
for God's sake."
That was definitely Tommy.
Scouse or Tommy?
Was it Scouse?
Shout out
I can't
Tommy.
Remember. It was,
geez, Tommy
a good 8 years
or it was
ago.
Skinny.
Fucking
it was Tommy or Skinny. Tommy,
I remember
there I was before us there to go, "Who the fuck
who
is this?
Who the fuck is this prick?"
I remember just being mortified. I don't think I ever played another game with them after that again. I was just like, I'd never played on hardcore before.
No, the boys just took it fucking seriously.
We were good at the game.
You did very good, in fairness. They were class and I was not.
It's all gone now. Like, all, some of the lads got the new one.
They might come back now, you know what I mean? I'm on two minds whether to get caught.
I don't have the reflex anymore, man. It took me ages to get below average on Apex. And then I went to Spain for a week and I came back and I was just like, no, it's gone. It's just gone.
COD. It's gone. COD is different.
It's a first-person shooter. It's all the same.
So what? How about, is that kind of...
Yeah, like, it's like, it's a weird one because like COD and FIFA are like... They're weird kind of games that they're out on their own. Is that they're just
franchises?
Like, yeah, it's like there are other franchises as well, but it's just the fact is like it's like they're like the middle of the road game. It's like everyone has them and everyone plays them. I've never seen like obviously in America you'd have like 2K the NBA like equivalent the and stuff.
Biggest trending fucking games like well FIFA. Just because it's football as well.
That's it. It's just very popular. And it's an easy one to play at like a party and stuff like that as well. You can watch it whereas you're not going on a big mad long campaign or something like that. But yeah, there was that. I did Skyrim as well. I really enjoyed that.
Skyrim's an animal.
2011 was my year.
2011 was it?
That was
break Skyrim out at a party. Fuck FIFA. All right, lads, get the cans around.
yeah, wouldn't going it? Well, to, it going wouldn't back to exactly a be a gaff party game.
Let's go back to my gaff and just loading up. Boom.
Skyrim. Sitting there. Who wants to be Dragonborn, lads? Yeah.
Cans with partner.
Get the cans out.
2011, yeah, I came out on 11/11/11.
Yeah, that's so, because I remember I got it in Power City, because I remember I got a TV, a PlayStation, a few games at the same time, and I still have the thing at home. I'll send you a photo of it, and it was like the Skyrim that I got, but it wasn't in the PlayStation box. It was in like a DVD case with the Skyrim cover poorly photocopied in black and white. It looks awful.
Also got the hands on a few
remember
games.
Remember them copied games back in the day?
But not a game was legit and had all the like the insert pack and stuff like that. Yeah, so it was legit, but it's just like the case looks ridiculous.
The
crackpot. I like that. That was unreal. That's what I have to ask. Did you allow Partanax to live or did you kill him?
At least you still remember it.
I remember, yeah. Big dragon. You remember the L dragon?
Yeah, yeah.
In my first foil.
How many times you played Skyrim?
Yeah, we cleared it like fucking three
or four
times.
How many characters did you make in Skyrim?
Just the one. Just the one character.
Well, between us,
I've made about 10 characters in Skyrim.
Yeah, it's the same. Like, but, my first time round, I let him live.
I let him live. I thought he was my homie, man.
I let him live.
Because it boosts your fucking shouts if you let him live.
Fuck.
He boosts three different shells, so you can boost your fire shell. That's the one
I use. I just mark for death or just blow them away.
What did he ever do to anyone? Kill him. Spawn a dragon. That's racist, that is.
Yeah, that's dragon racism.
Dragon speciesism.
Build a wall, keep him out.
Fucking dragon.
Very big wall.
That's dragism.
Don't give a shit.
Dragism, dragism.
Yeah.
Dragon. My balls are our Partanax dead corpse. No, I did. I let him live. Oh no, I didn't let him live. He was just there, and then the blades went. Want to get him dead? Like,
the blades asked you to kill him.
Yeah, it's a mission. They do. Fuck it, I'll do it. It's a mission. So
well, you don't have to do it though. So you can refuse the mission.
Yeah, you can side with the blades or the greybeards. You can just kind of leave the blades idle.
Blades aren't really a thing as much as they are in Oblivion.
They're not as important. No. Whereas the greybeards kind of are.
What was your one's name who follows you around? Your sidekick.
Which one?
Lydia.
Yes.
Oh, you got Lydia. She's like Lydia, the first. She's a house girl. She's like guards your house.
She guards the doorway wherever you go. Doesn't move.
Yeah, I know. She was just standing in the way of everything.
I remember I was so annoyed with her. Is I had her for about half an hour of like real life, so I don't know how much in terms of gameplay, but we were going in this cave
for about 6 years
and you start at the top
all the time.
It's not even that. We were in this cave and we were like walking. You have to go from the top of the cave in like a spiral down to the bottom of the cave to progress. And I remember she was walking in front of me instead of behind me for some reason. And all of a sudden, she just like walked off the side of the thing and fell. And then I got to the bottom and she was just dead. I was like, what is that all about?
They're not really fucking beneficial in the game. No. You know what I mean? You don't need
to. I did enjoy it though. I thought I got killed. What's the white yolks that live on the mountains? Abominable snowman type yokes.
Oh, the trolls. Frost trolls.
I was like less than 5 minutes into the game. I'd taken like three steps in from starting the game.
Was that when you were going up to the graveyard?
The first thing I ever did in the game, I'd only just made the character. I took about three steps and one of them killed me. Just straight away. Gone.
They're strong bastards. But once you level up like that, they're like nothing in the game. You know what I mean? They're fucking smelly little yokes.
That's
weird. They are a big fucking.
But you learn all about shit. Like, they're weak to fire in the game, you know what I mean? So like, if you use
most
fire
things
against
are weak to fire. If you
no,
like
dragons aren't.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? But and then there's like the Atronax. They're like fucking element kind of.
Yeah, they actually are made of
there's
fire.
There's one's made of fire. There's one's made of ice. There's one's made of fucking electricity and shit. So like, they all have different weaknesses and all in the game. She'll get back into it.
Should do.
I got the itch to play it again. I was like, will I?
Well, when you get a break from the music, because it's time consuming.
Yeah, it's immersive as fuck.
Sad to.
Well, speaking of music, actually, just like, what kind of genre would your music be?
It's like Celtic indie, is the way I would describe it. Is the way I try and say it to people in a way that they would resonate with straight away is like if Richard Ashcroft joined the Pogues instead of the Verve. That kind of vibe. So I love the Pogues and I love the Verve. They're one of my favourite bands. So it's like there are folk elements and there are trad elements because that was my musical upbringing.
The Verve are Bittersweet Symphony, am I?
That's right, yeah. You know, funny, the drugs don't work.
Funny, only got paid for that song as well, didn't he?
They did.
It's a bittersweet scumbag in mag. It's something trying to combine the Pogues with.
There you go. Yeah, that's not too bad. It's a good effort off the cuff.
Yes, scumbag, your maggot, and the drugs.
You're cheap and you're haggard. Is the accepted term.
Combine the lyrics somehow.
That's it. That'll be a project we'll work on for Christmas.
I'm still singing fucking fairy tale Christmas.
Fairy tale New York.
People want a fucking century. Fuck off.
They want to change a certain word that they feel is inappropriate for modern use.
What? Everyone. It's just one of those people on the band because it's scumbag and maggot, cheap, lazy faggot. People don't like that term anymore.
But it's not like.
I don't know. It's
just, I know. I understand, obviously. Do you know what I mean? But like, it's just a song.
Yeah,
there's plenty of other things with that word in it that they could focus on that are way worse. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that defending it, but well, like.
It's
weird. Just a fucking song.
It's so weird.
Come
that
on,
like,
like,
every Christmas, everyone's just happy singing along and it's like, yeah, just belting it out.
Yeah, but it's not really. I don't think it's even the way that it's said in the song really doesn't sound like it's used in a homosexual. Anti-homophobic
yeah.
way.
I think it's
she's just
the first word
giving it loads to
the
our fucking husband.
It's the first word that came into our head, like, it could have
to
been
our fella. She's actually calling our fella that when you think so. Like, it's not actually homophobic, really.
I think it's the first word that came into our head in the middle of an argument, going, "You big fucking." Yeah.
It just like, probably rhymed when they wrote it.
Could well be it.
That's like, I don't think it's, yeah. So
I think people treat it differently is because it's used prominently in like rap and hip hop, but it's nearly come to the stage where people expect it there. And it's not accepted, but it's.
Well, that in rap, yeah, mostly in rap and hip hop, it was used kind of homophobically. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
And
that's not right.
It's not really indie, really? Is because that's voted the best Christmas song of all time. And it's played relentlessly every Christmas. So I think people think it's a bit different.
Give out about fucking Feed the World, or whatever the fucking song is.
Why?
Because
they're not
like,
feed the world.
It's
condescending.
Let them know it's Christmas time. Like, oh, shit, yeah. And the stuff they say and all, it doesn't make, like, oh, I can't remember the lyrics. Like, there's no water or something in Africa or something they're saying.
Yeah, that was for Live Aid, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's just like, what the.
So technically, they were still helping out.
Yeah,
like, it's not. Yeah, I get you, but it's not that bad. It's just a fucking song.
It wasn't as bad as they made it out to be. Like, some of the shit they were saying.
But the intention behind it was still good, I suppose. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's not.
Do you reckon y'all went back like to a gaff and done a big load of whiff after making that song? Like, you have all these powerhouses of music.
All
together.
The big celebrities, like.
Yeah. Know what I mean? Like, Elton John was still on it back then, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Elton John's notorious for having sugar bowls full of sniff in his kitchen. I know about that, don't you?
Really?
Elton John
Boy
has
George.
Sugar
Shout
bowls.
Shout out to Elton John on the bag.
They said about Boy George, is he was, because he was big into the drugs as well at the time, and he was in France, and I think it was, who did they say gave him a bollocking? It might have been Phil Collins, I think. I can't remember what the story was, but someone gave Boy George a bollocking and said, "You were supposed to be here. Get on that Concorde now." And he got on the Concorde.
Yeah,
and
that's dangerous, though.
That's the thing, is they used to bring it, like, because France is an hour ahead, but even allowing for that, they would bring you to America at the local time before you left, like a half an hour before you left kind of thing. So you're supposed to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning New York time. Someone rang them before they went to bed and was like, "You're supposed to be here, where are you? Get on that Concorde now." So by the time they actually got to the studio, he was there. But he was supposedly mad for that as well at the time.
That's for all the fucking major artists were back then, man. Look at fucking
was that 70s,
the Rolling
80s,
Stones and 85. All, man.
85. That's like, what, 25 years ago?
Don't you think they were able to write all those magical songs? You didn't get that from just, well, some people can, but like, I'm pretty sure they didn't all get that from nothing, you know what I mean?
It's a deadly story in Ozzy Osbourne. I think I mentioned before on the podcast, Ozzy Osbourne's RBR, would you ever read it?
I didn't,
Ozzy.
No.
It's not a story where the Black Sabbath's getting going on a plane, and you get told here, look, they're waiting for you in the airport.
Oh, yeah, this is a true story.
And
they all have the autobiography.
Fucking bags full of sniffing their pocket. So he started fucking passing around everybody. Oh, they had to empty these bags. Stewart just is not a going in, taking it with. He's right going, you'd never, ever, ever get that to this day. And when he landed, he had nothing on them. They inhaled it.
Fucking smashed it. Jesus.
They inhaled the fucking jelly dust.
Like, fuck.
He is fucked now.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Very good book when he rubs like, I was told to write, like, little, like, fucking prologue where he goes in. I was told to write stories about my life. So here it goes. He turned the page and it's blank. I can't fucking remember that.
Like a picture. Imagine how I can't fucking remember.
It's a pretty spot on impression there. That was good.
No,
it's where you were an actor.
I don't know.
Was it San Antonio he got banned from for biting the head off the bat?
He mentions it.
Yeah.
He thought it was.
I think it was, but he didn't know it was real.
Yeah,
he thought
it was
fake
prosthetic.
Bat, yeah, because there was prosthetic bats everywhere.
Hmm.
You had to go get. You had to go get fucking
tetanus.
Oh, yeah, tetanus with the arse, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he got banned. I think it was San Antonio that was in Texas. He got banned.
His tour bus got hit by a plane. That's how fucking mad he is. Bang! A fucking plane comes. Crop duster comes in and smashes into the side of the plane.
No way.
It was a guitarist and his manager or something.
They probably thought they were all tripping balls, man. Or something.
it was his guitarist and his manager. And his guitarist had a heart with him. And he was like, I'm going to leave after this tour. I want to go focus on everything. And for whatever some fucking reason. Now, again, it has been years since I read the book. But you read that and you're like, don't you miss a page? Carefully finger under the word like you're that gobshite in class you can't read going, yeah. Like, oh,
were you that gobshite,
Louis?
I could read.
I was. Well, I wasn't that bad at reading, but I was.
I had that complex where I thought I was really, really smart in school, but I could just read well.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was always.
And then you went into match class.
That's what happened to me. I was considered smart and I was considered the best of class. And then we got the sixth year. Then I had a dilemma going, oh my God, I could just read well. I'm not actually good at that. And fuck this.
I don't know shit.
You know, Foundation Irish and all it was.
Yeah, I did that.
Sitting in the back of class we were during
the
listening exam. We were all sitting down the back just telling each other the answers. You couldn't even do anything about it.
But I did.
We're all shouting out jokes. It's answer E. It's number E. 24 boxes, A, B, C, and E.
It's number E.
That sounds like English. Yeah, not good at Irish or maths, but it was already at English.
Done honours English.
Words.
Done honours
English. No, I didn't do any honours because I had to go back and get me leaving as a mature student and all, so we actually weren't allowed to do any honours subjects. But,
no, that is interesting.
I reckon if I had went back, though, and was allowed to do honours subjects, I could have. Because I was more interested in my education, you know what I mean? So
yeah. But that's the thing, is like these lads who think they're thick or say they're stupid because they weren't good in school, it's just
that's
what it's weird.
Like,
it is, because
yeah,
it's just they say that they,
it's only academic. Every people, like, you could still be intellectual and
that's it,
not be book smart.
You
too
have your extreme talent for acting.
There's always something that says it.
Well, that's
don't
what
judge,
I was good at.
Don't judge a fucking, don't judge a fish on how it climbs a tree or something. That's what it says.
That's it. Yeah,
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do say. The education system as is, it favors girls more than it does boys.
Does it?
So yeah, the way they with like information retention, girls consistently score better when
there's
one exam.
But that could be just because girls are naturally better at doing that.
It could be. No,
do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm
like,
saying is that thing of
like,
one exam at the
there
end.
There are certain things that men and women can do that one or the other can't do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, be it physically or mentally. That's a fact.
So they say boys do better with continuous assessment. So like if you were working towards projects or had to meet milestones, that it would suit boys more. But then women and girls scored lesser at that and they're better at the study, retain information, and then one test at the end works better for them. So,
but that doesn't mean it favours women.
Oh no, not that it favours women. Just they score more favourably. But that's what I'm saying is lads shouldn't get themselves down about that if they don't do well in school or stuff like that. It's because
like
the education system has been proven.
Build a wall, keep them out. Sorry.
There's Louis now.
There's creepy Uncle Louis.
That's stealing my exams.
But no, there's actually a really good, I don't know if you've seen it before, but there's a good, I heard of a I only saw one video, but his name is a spoken word artist that I saw years ago. His name is Sully Breaks.
What's he break?
But he wrote, it's a video on YouTube.
What's
he wrote? I'm trying to be serious here for a minute. But no, he made a fucking video called I Will Not Let an Exam Result Decide My Fate. But it's really good, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
you should check that out though. It's on that topic, you know what I mean?
Well, anyway. You've gone serious. You've made probably most.
I was just making a point.
You've made the most intellectual podcast we've ever had. I'm over here cracking jokes.
Where's the smart guy, man? Doesn't get credit for his smartness.
I had a fucking period joke here in my head. You're talking about girls and boys here. I didn't want to fucking squeeze it in.
Still fucking have the crack. Like, we're just making a point.
Only messes. No, it's good. That's why we like changing up with things. And I'm just going, so what's going on in the world of games that we know about? And we
but that's because Gary has much knowledge about
can
games.
Can I just really quickly, since we're talking about
unless
games,
you do, I don't know.
Can I just say that WWE 2K20 has absolutely tanked Wes's fancy critic score?
Fuck
I have officially fucking won.
Yeah.
Unless Shenmue 3 tanks.
No, it won't as bad as WWE. We were saying in the last podcast, we'll brush over it, but we were saying the new WWE game is coming.
Yeah, it's broken.
And it's fucking shite. It's just absolutely brutal.
It's broken. It's a broken game.
It's shite, bro.
Man. They're actually like, so much going to refunds and all. Like, it's that bad. So, we run this
fantasy. That's a kid's game as well. That's going to cause ructions.
Aside from that, we had a fantasy league.
No, fantasy football.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we have this, but it's called Fantasy Critics. So, instead of drafting players into your own team, you make a publisher instead of a team and you draft games for the year.
Nice.
And based on the review scores, you get points.
That's, I like that.
So it goes towards
cool.
January and February. So
start one.
If it's 70 and over, for every point over 70, you get 1 point.
Okay.
And then if it's 100, you get like double points, I think.
Yeah,
whatever.
You get.
But every point below 70, you lose a point.
Okay.
WWE has ran me into
40.
The fucking ground.
Wes got 30 points taken off.
Fuck by that WWE.
There's no way Wes can catch up.
No.
Even if Pokemon gets 100, which it won't, and Shenmue gets 0,
so
which it
the winner,
won't.
The wager was that the loser has to. The winner picks a game for the loser, and the loser has to finish the game.
Yeah.
On stream.
Sorry. On stream, yeah. Yeah, the lowest stream, but like it's.
I've been going into the fucking tentacle hand.
Originally, it was donuts.
PS4 library to see what Japanese game.
I was going to say, it's a Yakuza game, I think, like that.
Is it Yakuza
where they all dress up as babies and they have that fetish?
What?
They like getting their nappies changed. They're grown lads. It was something like
that. Oh, is this like a Japanese thing, not a game?
No. It was really, well, it is a, it's a fetish, but it was in the game. And I can't remember the name of the game, but it was released in English and released in the Western world.
I'm not surprised.
There's six Yakuza games.
Cultures out there, man.
And I've only ever played the prequel.
Yeah.
And so it could be. That game is so absolutely fucking bonkers. I would not put it past it.
I'll find out and I'll send it on to Louis because I would love to see the two boys play through just that level of the game where basically the premise is the lads all have a fetish where they dress in nappies and they will have women change their nappies. Louis's looking it up as I'm explaining
this
what
is
it
going
is.
Going into my fucking search now.
Incognito. Go incognito. they dress up for their sexual gratification. They will dress as babies and have women change their nappies and feed them bottles and stuff like that.
Yeah, actually,
and this is a level in the
game.
I've
seen a documentary about some shit like that.
That's
it's
right.
Messed
There's
up.
Messed
up people
the most
out
intellectual
there.
Podcast we ever had, thanks to you.
We went from making points about the education system to people dressing up as babies as fascists.
And cryptosporidium, which our bollocks falling off.
Cryptosporidium, yeah. Testicles falling off.
Accusing men wearing diapers.
Yeah, it was something along those lines, but you have to fight through all of them and they're coming up to you and squaring you a boss. Do we have a hit there?
Louis looking it up now.
Yakuza 7.
I knew it was a game like that, but
well, that's not even out yet.
This game's out yet. This is a PS1 game.
Yakuza 2, yeah.
Yakuza 2.
Game facts. Is anyone as freaked out as I am by the side mission where you have to beat up a bunch of Yakuza wearing diapers and sucking on pacifiers?
I saw the video. I stumbled across the video.
At least that one stayed in your head.
You don't forget that shit.
So I have the actual pictures of Yakuza's, like, the game. And then the third one is actual Yakuza wearing nappies.
There you go. So I am laying down a challenge now, live on the Bit of Bands podcast, that I want to see Louis and Wes both play through that level in Yakuza 2 and see how they
get on.
Would
you ever be interested
in it's been remastered. It's in Yakuza Kiwami 2, so it's on my list. I gotta get through Yakuza 1.
Okay.
And then once I get through Yakuza 1, I'm buying 2.
Okay.
So I'll let Wes know when we get there.
There you go. You have to live stream. And you have to live stream that when you do it for the first time. You're not allowed to know what's coming.
No one's gonna watch it because it's all in Japanese.
It's gonna be weird.
Well, you are gonna be talking over it and making jokes.
Oh,
I think Wes, that'll be putting Wes in that situation.
I have patience.
I get Wes to play Zero for us though, because Yakuza's a good fucking game.
Is it? Yeah.
Holy shit, we were
talking about it before, in fairness.
Yeah. Like, the story is like, it's the best comparison is if Tarantino, Scorsese, got together and fucking throwing in a bit of fucking love hate as well. So for a serious gangster fucking in-depth storyline, and it never strays away funny. It's just serious. Serious.
And it started on PS1.
The main story of
PS2.
PS2.
Yeah. But when you... So if the story is a straight line, as soon as you go away from the story and decide to go, what's over here in this part of the city? That's when the batshit crazy shit happens. Holy shit, man. Like...
It's just two different fucking realities in one game.
I had a game of bowling in it. There's a bowling alley, and at the end of it all, when you win a chicken called Nugget, and Nugget becomes one of your earlier branch managers for your fucking real estate agency.
Because you're laundering money, kind of thing, is it?
No, you just own his name. No, you just own real estate,
and the chicken owns the.
The chicken is just one of your people. You find he has a rating, and you just put Nugget in. Everyone has a little quote about him. Nugget just goes.
I was just going to say, hello, would you ever be interested in like writing a score for a game?
I would do, because the thing about games is it's console gaming means that it's essentially a pirate free art form. Is obviously with the likes of Napster and LimeWire, you know, recorded music took a huge hit. But with console gaming, it's very hard to effectively pirate or fraud a console game, especially when you're talking about discs and stuff like that. Is because people are afraid they'll mess up your games and
nowadays
stuff like that.
It's, yeah, it's well, extremely
well,
hard.
Yeah, we can see that.
But it's a lot harder to do than it is to pirate a film or pirate a piece of music. It's much harder to pirate a game, especially if you're talking console gaming. So they do say it's where the money is, but yeah, I've studied a bit of it. There's the digital audio workstation that most modern music will be recorded in is Pro Tools, and I went and did my Pro Tools certification, and one of them is game audio. And I did like that, so it goes to things like Foley, whereas, you know, if you're walking through the woods in a game, someone will go out with a handheld recorder and just leave it sitting for 5 minutes
like
in the woods.
Atmosphere kind of music.
Exactly, yeah. So
I thought the Foley art is like, you get a load of leaves and start going...
Well, they do that in sound stages as well. There's two
they
ways
did,
doing
like,
it.
Yeah, they did like for Manhunt and all. For all the like, because it was so gory and vicious.
Oh, they actually went down and stabbed.
They stabbed lumps of meat and all. It wasn't cows, but they stabbed lumps of meat for the real realistic sound.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is, you can do it on a sound stage or you can go to source, and that's two ways doing it. So obviously stuff like water, it's a lot easier to do it at source. Like walking through forest stuff like that, it is easier to do it at source, but it's not difficult to recreate it on a sound stage. Yeah, but in terms of scoring the game, yeah, it is.
Like a soundtrack for
it. It's difficult to do. It'd be a lot more difficult to do than people realise, because a lot of it is ambient and textural to add to the mood of the game rather than writing
you have
a melody
to stick
that
with
was
the theme
in your head.
Of the kind of thing.
I think it's Red Dead 1. Two might have done it as well. I could be one. I could be getting this wrong. Hopefully, I'm not wrong. But instead of writing scores of tracks for each area, they wrote pieces, little parts, like so this drum, this guitar, this beat, this percussion, and all that. And depending on where you were in the game, what happened, the game seen the area, went to the sound file, goes, right, we'll take a bit of this and a bit of that.
Yeah.
And this is the music that will happen for you during this moment.
Yeah.
So it's basically on the fly, it's taking these bits from everywhere, like putting it together, and that's the music you're listening to. Like.
Yeah, well, that's the way it would work. Is we had to get, I actually forget the name of the program now that they designed the games themselves on, but we had to get familiar.
Unity?
With Unity, with the basic use of Unity. So we could understand is that would be the premise of how you record music and sound for a game. Is you'd record the sound clips and they'd be uploaded to a library in Unity, and there would be certain triggers. So be that if you walk into a certain area, if your character enters a certain area that would be drawn on the map.
It's a game engine.
It's a game engine. So you like design the game so Unity would know then if your character crosses that threshold, it needs to play a certain sound file. Yeah. So
triggers it like
exactly. Yeah. So they say the labeling in game music is the like it'll kill you. That's the most important thing, is that everything is labeled properly, and then you can go in and do it like that. So
you can see it though, if you're dating mining games and all the already into the source, it has like so much like fucking just random.
Yeah,
shit, like
yeah, and it adds up as well. It's just because like if you think. If you've got 5 minutes of a forest track, suddenly it's 5 minutes of audio, high def audio, and it gets compressed when it goes into the game and stuff like that, obviously, but that's when you start noticing that the stuff goes up and up. But it is an interesting one, because I think scoring is one thing, but you know, it is a lot of kind of like foley is what they call it, and kind of like the ambience and stuff like that. Is you don't really like, you know, you hear like Lord of the Rings and that.
Can't beat Lord of the Rings. I can't believe Lord of the Rings.
Live, that's like done. They can,
can't beat Lord of the Rings.
But that's like
that's a score, like that's a proper score. Composed. That's, fucking.
You yeah. hear that and you know. Same with Jaws,
Star Wars.
All them. John Williams is just the master. I think someone said. I think he's been nominated for something like 56 Oscars or something. We did every year since he first got nominated for his first Oscar. I think he's been nominated for an Oscar like pretty much every year going back like 50 years now. It can't be over 50, it's only about 50, but yeah, he has a disgusting amount of Oscar nominations.
Good music.
It's phenomenal. I put that up there with any kind of classical music, is you have to remember all this like Beethoven and stuff like that. These were written for mass. Like, what's the difference between mass and a film?
Mass in there listening to Beethoven and all.
Like, what's imagine being in a church in Austria or somewhere like that and hearing these symphonies going up. You just
mass. Mass. Oh, I thought you said imagine all the Mars sitting there. I thought you meant something.
No, I'm saying Mars.
Beethoven.
Now you have me saying Mars. Mars. I
said Beethoven. Mars. I was like, will you write that, will you? Yeah, hang on.
I love a bit of Beethoven.
But like, that's the thing.
Just biting the stick on
the Beethoven.
Back in the day, it was benefactors who were keeping them going, and obviously the church was so influential back then. That's all these would be amazing scores and symphonies.
It's probably Tolkien didn't write a fucking score for Mars. He was Beethoven.
If you can have a piece of music that was written for a mass and say this is the one of the best piece of music of all time, why wouldn't you put John Williams along with Mozart and Beethoven and all those boys? He's phenomenal.
I say so, John Williams is more yearly listeners, monthly listeners, Spotify, and Beethoven is.
Yeah, in fairness. I'd say he has a bigger fan base than Beethoven.
I love putting on, do you ever put on like the Jurassic Park theme song and just walk down Grafton Street?
Hold on, I'm trying to think of the Jurassic Park theme song. That one kind of fucking.
That's the second passage, but that's later in the score.
I always think of fucking Peter Griffin, the only one with the door that.
I'm sending him all pots and pans, robot. And a Nazi. Yeah. I do love that. Quagmire fakes his death.
What? Am I walking down O'Connell Street blasting?
It helped though, yeah, because that was fucking low flying pigs, man. Look, pterodactyls gone, boy.
We used to be little arseholes when we were about 15 or 16, and we'd play Bittersweet Symphony, which is I don't know if you ever saw the video. He's just walking down the road.
Just strolling down the street.
And he keeps bumping into people, and we were saying you have to start at the top of Grafton Street and you have to do Bittersweet Symphony to the bottom. Whereas you have to walk at
that's
a brisk
a
pace.
Song. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you get there before the song ends. You have to walk at a brisk pace, and you're not allowed to get out of the way for anyone. So if there's a little old lady coming up with her shopping, and you get out of her
she's
way,
she's getting sent.
You're getting a dig. If you move out of her way, you're getting a dig, and that's the way we used to do it. And it's like
exactly.
Get out of my way. Instead of doing Bittersweet Symphony down Grafton Street, I'll give you O'Connell Street for the Prodigy Pendulum Voodoo People remix for the video. Just run blindfolded.
Just run blindfolded down O'Connell Street there to Pendulum, to Voodoo People. You'd probably just run straight into the Lewis.
I feel sorry for Ballymun that they haven't got the Lewis yet. And fucking getting.
Why?
I don't know.
I think it'd be a pain in the hole, to be honest, bro.
The Lewis?
It's a bit mad.
Yeah. Me?
No, if it was it, yeah, you'd be a pain in the hole. Yeah. Fucking.
The Lewis is safest thing to ride. The Lewis is safest thing to ride in Dublin. They said it on the radio.
No.
Yeah, I'm really? Safe. Don't safe. Need no Johnny's.
Don't need Johnny, yeah. I'm
clean.
The Lewis.
Lewis got you covered.
It'd be obviously helpful, but like
we call the red line the bread line. It's a fucking
just
that.
I hate getting the Lewis in fairness. I'd rather get the bus, man.
I would as well. I prefer the bus. It's just like I remember once.
But it is handy.
I was going into town and there was a fella behind me who was going to the Smithfield Flats to get some drugs, and he was adamant.
Get some drugs.
He was adamant that he had a gun in his bag, and he was flicking a knife open and closed. And I was just
why would you do that? You're not very clever. Yeah, I have a gun in my bag.
That's the thing. They never are.
I'm about to go and shoot someone. Tell the guards. over there to Smithfield at number 142, right? Don't tell anyone. This is the address, right?
The CCTV on the
yeah, look, shake my hand so you have my fingerprints and all, yeah.
Take me number, yeah. We meet up for next time.
Fuck's sake. Jokes. We know, I don't know. We telling people if you have a gun.
Yeah.
What was his name?
We can't give it away. Just in case you ever listen to this podcast or the people related to it. I don't want to get back.
We just said one name.
Yeah, but anyone can be
fucking name. Well, if you say the other name, it's going to be dead obvious.
Yeah, so yeah, we don't know.
It was these two fellas that stalked this young one on
you
Facebook.
Just fucking
didn't say any names.
It doesn't matter.
I would like to make it clear, I have no knowledge of this incident that I'm not involved.
Why it was so funny.
I'm solving myself of all.
And the general consensus of, like, yeah, creepy outlaws on.
Yeah.
You're leaving about 50 comments and like about 40 of them are actually the same comments.
They have like 19 profile pictures and it's the same picture
and it's the same face of like about 2 inches.
I was just gonna say, you see that with like older women all the time.
Creepily, yeah, creepy helpless on Facebook, just relax.
Your wife wants love. Come on, the whore profile.
That's it, yeah, the married ones are a bit worse. Lads, relax, like, for fuck's sake. Jesus,
this, I had loads of questions for you, Gary. I can't remember anything.
We trailed off so much,
but that's it.
So what is this about cyclists now?
You get off the bus and you go, you're at College Green, you're trying to cross over to go up Grafton Street and about 9 million cyclists come through. None of them stop at the red light. They fly through everything. You're nearly getting a smack of
every
time.
Try being in Amsterdam though, bro. That's everywhere over there and they get priority. So if you step out in front of them, they motherfuckers lift you over.
They do. Do you know what it has to do as well? If your car ever encroaches even slightly onto onto a cycle track, they all get their keys out and whip it out as they're going by.
That's oh, no,
key the car. I swear to God,
I'd fucking chase them down like a shit.
I'd run them over. I'm fucking dope bags.
That's I'd be quite diplomatic on this podcast.
The only issue I have
with cyclists,
it's not actually the actual cyclist, as I just think the cycle tracks themselves should be just on the path. And not on the road.
Oh.
Why?
I hate fucking bikes coming towards me. Get away.
It's easier to fucking dodge a bike on your feet than it is in a car, bro. You know what I mean? It's not that bad. Just step out of the way. Put the blading cycle track on the edge of the path instead of the edge of the road. Do you know what I mean?
No, even like, that's what
it's
I was,
easier.
That's
like,
I was afraid.
I know some paths are narrow, but like, you know what I mean? It's like I said, it'll decrease the risk of people getting bonneted, you know what I mean? For fuck's sake, like,
we don't know. I
think it would. That's just my opinion. But so anybody gets offended that cycles, fuck off. You know what I mean? Just cycle on the path.
Death
save
fears.
You all the hassle of getting into it with drivers, you know what I mean? Fuck's sake, that's what I think.
Yeah, build the wall.
Just take the bus like a fucking normal person. Yeah.
Well, no, I actually like cycling, so I can't. I think cycling's alright. I hate cycling through town though. I fucking hate it.
Oh, because, I heard though that anyone who cycles in Ballymun is just a drug mule.
Fuck you.
Since they put up the insurance on the mopeds, the recession hit the boys have to go back to push bikes.
Well, that's why there's no saddles.
Heard.
It's the pusher up there.
I haven't heard of moped and fucking scrambling Ballymun in ages.
You haven't?
No, I live across from
it's
the fucking
just,
field.
You're probably just used to it now, bro.
No,
but it's getting, it's winter.
No, Christmas
it's
on
winter
the way
time.
Now.
Christmas
is
on the way. The bikes have been driven the bollocks out of over the summer. They're getting new ones, you know what I mean?
There's still loads of them in Clondalkin and all down the canal. You can't tell. But see, Ballymun's changed since I was a kid.
Have you ever been on a bike though, Louis, in fairness? Like on a scrambler?
Yes.
It's good crack, bro.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just said I haven't heard it.
It's it is poxy at 9 o'clock at night when you're hearing it, but it's actually good crack.
Christmas morning, because I'm staying here this Christmas, so it's going to be great to the tones of like birds chirping and and the thing's the size of like a fucking chair, man. A little tiny.
Yeah.
Like, how are you even on
like
that?
You look like a big clown on
you
the
You look
bike
like a bear in the circus and a
if I had a kid and I got my 50cc, I'd be out rallying the thing as well. For the crack, give us a shot at it. Charlie's getting no bikes.
You get a unicycle.
What if he wants a bike, bro? What are you going
to
do?
Get a bike.
Are you going to teach him
what
to
if he wants
I'll put a fucking bottle
what
in the back.
What if he wants him? What if he looks out his window one day, sees the lads out?
The Carl Cutter, he'll get a fucking mix shot.
Tuk-tuk.
You might want to, get a
old people still buy them. Like,
I reckon that's I reckon the thing that won't exist will be the deal where you get a packet of crisps, a bag of jellies, and a bottle of Cadet for like back in the day,
16 euro.
Like 50p.
Where are you getting that?
You never got that in the van.
Yeah, the van. So it's not around anymore.
But they did. It is in some shops, I think now, I'm not sure about the Shack in Finglas, down towards Finglas out there. They used to do it, I think, for the kids, but I don't know if they still do.
I like the thought of Wes going all the way to Finglas to buy jellies.
No, I used to do. Going up to get me jelly bag deal.
There's one actually for you. Did you hear
a
about the cabin deal?
A bag of meanies and 20 jellies or something. You know what I mean? Sorted. Call the balls. Or smiley face or something. No, but they don't do really
smiley face. You rip and rot your teeth.
Smiley faces were lethal.
Roy the Rovers bear.
Larry's. Yeah, Lanky Larry's. Remember the Lanky Larry's?
Leave them in the sun and they'd
melt. Didn't we talk about this shit before?
I don't think we talked about cartoons. You didn't talk about
You're
sweets.
You're not talking about sweets? Macaroon bars. Do you remember the macaroon bars?
The macaroon bars.
I'll bring the mill down a little bit. I'll tell you a joke. You'll love this one, Wes. Do you hear about the Cavan paedophile?
What?
He made the kids buy their own sweets.
That's for fuck's sake. Jesus. That's the darkest cabin man joke now. No, the only one I ever knew was where does a cabin man take his kids on Christmas to see Santa's grave?
Oh my god.
The general thing in Ireland is, and this is just cabin stigma. It's not our opinion, right?
Big old cabin from Cavan.
Cavan stigma is that cabin people are toy bastards, basically.
Or it's like, how do you know the house you're in is in cabin? There's a fork in the sugar bowl.
I lived in cabin and I got stigma for being from Dublin, you know what I mean? So it's only jokes. I didn't take offence.
I'll tell you a deadly story about Cavan. Is I went on a Tinder date with a girl from Cavan during the summer actually this year, and she was telling me, you know, when you'd go drinking on a Friday,
Cavan, hey.
You're gonna laugh because now this is it.
Remind me to say what that is going.
Shout out to all the lads I know up in Cavan, by the way.
Fuck up!
So many shout outs. She was telling me that, you know, when you go drinking, if you are drinking underage, you might get a crate and you'd split a half and half.
Yeah, half a crate.
What they used to do is there was an island that they all, you know why Cavan's all lakes and islands?
Oh, this up towards Cavan town.
They'd swim out to a lake and they'd camp on the lake and they'd have one person with a kayak who would go back and forth for
a drink run.
That's what she said to me.
Well, it's no different than being at a gaff party and somebody going to the shop.
I'll tell you one that's genius, all right?
I think it is.
It's a bit more physical.
Kayak here.
It'd be great crack though.
The lads were on my estate. This is fucking pure genius, alright? If you were, say, you're 15, 16 years of age, you're coming back with a 20, 24 pack of Bud because you're fucking a degenerate and that's all you're drinking at the time. You want to split
Milo was my drink, in fairness.
Milo
was the shit.
Where would you hide that crate, the other half that you're not drinking on the Friday so you could drink it on Saturday? Where would you hide it?
We just slaughtered it, man.
You slaughtered it.
I don't think we've ever stashed crates for the next night. We just go through them.
I'll tell you what the boys did. We put them in the coal bunker.
Wait, no, was it Robbie's shed?
Up yours.
Cheeking it.
The boys used to hide them on the roundabout in the main road. You know where they have all like floral displays and stuff like that?
In plain sight.
If you listen to that, the main road.
Load of gargles sitting in between the flowers.
But that's what I mean. How often do people ever go onto the roundabout? They go there when they're like cutting it or like cleaning up the foliage and all that kind of crack. Mm. How often do people go on the roundabout? Fucking never. Never. So they go on there on Friday.
Well, how often do they maintain it?
But they don't do it in the summer. If you're drinking in the winter, you get a crate and you're down
and
the back of your state, whatever.
And they would stay cold because it's winter.
But going in, all the old ones going to do with the flowers. Bri, did you plant bottle caps? They're after growing.
Like 11 o'clock on a Friday night, that's grand, half
the
a crate.
Happy onto the
round
after the blooming.
And then you're gone. And then, like, the guards...
It was a lot easier. I used to live in Cavan. That was a Clondalkin thing.
I thought this was Cavan. They had a kayak where they
were a bit of a step ahead. Like, they had their own island.
I never thought of it like that.
In Clondalkin, there was an island in the middle of the road. They were actually surrounded by water, like, in Cavan.
I also never heard of that, Cavan people being stingy.
I never noticed. I know there's loads of things in Dublin, people were the scumbags, the Cavan people.
Yeah, Kerry were the supposedly the ticks, yeah. Cavan were the toy cunts.
I thought we said you met someone from Cavan and then there, like, you're going down.
Was there any other counties that had stigma though?
I thought you were going down like the
Mayo or Butlin bastards. Shout out to the Hardy Books boys.
Yeah, the boys. I'm trying to think now, is there any other counties that were known for? If there's any viewers listening there, drop a few comments.
Cork are just annoying.
Cork, yeah, that was just, they're known for their accent.
Water for their rough. Kilkenny are unreal at hurling.
Yeah.
Well, like, Carlow is just a road to the south.
It's just a bypass.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're just kind of...
Do you know what I'm saying? There's no nice stereotypes either. Galway's not bad.
What stereotype is nice? Well, actually, yeah. Canadians are stereotyped to be really friendly. Yeah. Shout out to the Canadians.
Big up to Canada, Toronto, massive.
That big fucking half a head.
Who?
Canadians.
Oh, you're thinking of South Park.
South Park. That is just so funny.
South Park's created by Canadians. So, yeah. So Matt Stone and Trey Parker, they're Canadian.
I never knew that.
I think I'm pretty sure they're Canadian.
I'm learning.
They're banned in China now.
Are they? Good Jesus.
Why?
Because they made an episode called Banned in China.
Is that when they're doing the Dodgeball World Cup and it's like, I have a green card?
This just came out. The Chinese people are slagging the Americans. Two, three weeks ago, this just came out.
Oh, they've took the piss out of every.
And China said, basically, China said, take it down and apologise. And they went out and they went a really faux apology, going, we're so sorry, our fucking Xi Jinping, whatever his name is. And then the episode
got banned.
Yeah, South Park is now banned in China because
they
didn't bail out.
South Park, bro.
China.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No. I mean, communists, China. Like. I mean, China are just cunts.
Ah, they're not cunts.
The government are cunts. Are you out of the loop with China at the moment?
Yeah, the government are cunts, bro. It doesn't make every Chinese person a cunt.
We're going to shout out to Hong Kong, massive.
Yep. Well, shout out Hong Kong, not better.
Hong Kong independence.
Shout out, yeah. Hong Kong independence. Well, fuck the government.
Ballymun stands with Hong Kong.
Can you imagine
the lads from the Recco going to Hong Kong in the week?
There's panic and pandemonium on the streets of Hong Kong. And like this, the train station doors or the airport doors just open, and all the lads from Dublin, like everybody, just rock out. Yeah, don't worry, lads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the government? What are you doing trying to ban? What are you doing trying to suppress China for? You little tick, you.
Or the way around. Or,
you know what I mean?
You're on the wrong station.
Oh yeah, ruin the joke, lads. Fuck yous, right? Either way, I was trying to create a scenario where the lads go over and just go to war.
It'd be funny, but you won't do it against their own government, so they're going to go all the way to China.
Yeah, true.
They always go mad at their own government as well.
That's
the thing about Ballymun boys, they behave when they're here for the most part. When they go on holidays, all bets are off.
Yeah, we sing on the train.
We represent, bro.
Tell you what, there's very few people you'd want back in
the Irish do that in general, in fairness. What?
There's very few people you'd want backing you in a fight more than Ballymun. That was last play for keeps. You could say that about a lot of fucking areas, in fairness. A few friends from
just Hardy bastards everywhere, you know what I mean? Black Rock, Fox Rock. Like, there's lads in Mayo that probably never fucking been involved in any kind of crime in their life, and they're probably the hardiest bastards you'll ever come across in your life. You know what I mean? They fucking eat you. They just have that bleeding raw farmer's energy. Do you know what I mean? Cavemen.
That's it.
Yeah, shout out to Mayo. What's it? How long have we been actually?
We're on an hour.
Have we been talking for an hour?
Yeah.
Have we?
Let's not go too much over.
It's been a good shout out.
Let's wind it down a little bit.
Bring it serious again.
Wes
has had his fun.
It was all jokes.
Where can we find you, Gary? If anyone else likes to hook in, say hello, have a listen. Where can we find you?
It's no bother. The Facebook is, /? Gazza O'Neill on G-A-Z-Z-A. We're speaking to teachers. That was my maths teacher called me that. That's who he started on.
Gazza?
Yeah.
Is that you who we used to write about in our Irish exams?
Yeah, it was me.
Wait, Gazza, did I not? I thought you tagged the Gary.
You got it right on the
Free Gaza.
It's known as Gary, but Free Gaza. Yeah, that's what they were saying. A shop in a strip club called the Gaza Strip.
That's a really good one.
He used to read the role and he'd give everyone nicknames as he was going. I think he's from Talla,
bro.
But he's just like Joyce in Irish is Shoiga. Some people pronounce it Shoiga. If you're doing it Western,
there's a few different variations of surnames though. Like Doyle is O'Doole, just Doyle as well. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
and then O'Dougall.
O'Dougall. But he'd be reading it and he'd be like, when he got to Shoiga, or you were saying Shoei, and he'd be like, Mr. Shoei, Asho, Gaza. My mates would wait for it every time he'd say it. They'd be like, ah! So that became my nickname and it stuck. So yeah, because Gary does be taken. I don't know how Gary O'Newlon is taken on social media. It's like, who the fuck is this other Gary O'Newlon? Who's taken my Twitter handle and has ruined my Facebook. So Facebook is / Gaza O'Newlon. Twitter's the same, / or at Gaza O'Newlon, and then the Instagram is at Gary O'Newlon. I managed to get that one, GaryOnnullon. Nice. Playing the Grand Social on November 14th, and Louis and Wes are definitely going to go.
We's going to be there.
100%. Links in the description. Catch him on Spotify as well, yeah?
Spotify as well. They don't do vanity links for Spotify, so you'll have to get me through my page or something like that. Check out the single victories.
All links as well below on this post.
It'll all be linked below, and cheers to the Bit of Bands boys for having me. Fair City, represent.
But no bother, bro. Thanks for coming on.
Hope everyone's listening.
Lads, the game is up. The game is up. That was the other name. Lads, relax.
I hope
you
find love. If you don't find love, come to the gig.
Come to the gig December 14th. November 14th.
November 14th.
November 14th.
Don't go in December. You can go if you want, but we won't be there.
Yeah, we won't be there in December. November 14th in the Grand Social.
Peace. Grand. Yeah, nice one, Gary. Nice one, Wes.
No barge, bro.
And thank you, everybody.
We say the line. We have a little end line.
Oh, go for it, man. Do I join in as well?
What do we give him?
Well, you can take this one, bro.
Okay.
Basically, Louis says,
take it easy.
I'm trying to tell you quickly. Nah, look.
I'll just talk here. Use whisper about
it. The phrase is, take it easy, and if it's easy, take it home.
All right, go on.
But you say, if it's easy.
Okay, so let's go.
I was trying to kind of coax him into saying it. Whatever.
I appreciate it.
That definitely picked up.
Looking after the guest. We got for take two.
We're not gonna edit it out, but it'd be funny. So thanks very much. Take it easy.
And if it's easy,
take it home.
Peace.
Good luck.